God has something to say to you. Did you know that? I know you're busy and everything, doctor, but he really does. God really does want to talk to you. This is one of the things that sets Christianity apart from every other religion. Our God is alive. He is relational, and he wants to talk to us. Not long ago, we looked at Acts chapter 10, when God significantly expanded Peter's territory, what we would call his influence today. Until then, the Christian church was comprised of Jews only. But then God informed Peter in several ways that his grace was for all people, not just the Jews. God spoke to him in a vision and also in a quiet voice. Again, Acts chapter 10. Just one of the places, a couple of the ways, God speaks in Scripture. Now, I did not grow up in a faith that taught that God still speaks. But as the years have gone by, my relationship with the Lord deepened, study of His Word intensified. I do indeed believe that God speaks today. When I teach on hearing God's voice, the looks on faces are really telling. Thinking of it now makes me smile. Some people just can't believe that anyone could hear from God. That if folks say they do, well, they might be a little strange, or possibly hearing voices, which they want to think came from God, but really did not. After all, we live in a day and time that has cultivated the notion that the skeptical person is always smarter than the one who believes. You can almost be a cabbage and be respected as long as you doubt. Isn't that the truth? But once again, as with most things in our lives, it goes back to what you and I believe about God and who He is. God is relational. He created us for communion with Him. Relationships of any sort involve communication. Two-way communication. So friend, don't you see? God speaks to those with whom He has relationship. Therefore, we seek to hear from God because we long for closeness with Him. Hearing from Him is a byproduct of our relationship with Him. Our desire to hear His voice is evidence of our love for Him. One can easily see into the heart of Brother Lawrence, who wrote, "There is not in the world a kind of life more sweet and delightful than that of a continual conversation with God. Those only can comprehend it who practice and experience it. Yet, I do not advise you to do from that motive. It is not pleasure which we ought to seek in this exercise, but let us do it from a principle of love, and because God would have us." Communication with my friends, family, and colleagues takes place through conversations, voicemail, email, text message, knowing facial expressions, eye contact, emotions, letter writing, and physical contact like hugs, pats on the back, and kisses. God also uses different forms of communication, like creation itself. Paul wrote to the church at Rome, "What may be known about God is manifest, that is, made known, in them. They know the truth about God because He has made it obvious to them. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power, and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God." Powerful verses, Romans 1, verses 19 and 20. The psalmist talks further about the heavens declaring God's glory. That is speaking to us about the very nature of our Creator. And then God revealed himself through the birth of Jesus Christ. Is there any louder statement than giving of his only son to communicate to mankind? No, indeed not. Oh, how I love him. Therefore, it is to be expected, given the revelation of God in Christ, that if he wants us to know something, he is both able and willing to communicate it to us plainly, just as long as we are open and able to hear. God wants to talk to you. Are you prepared to hear him? Do you have a relationship with him? He will talk to you from the pages of his word as you read. He may speak to you in a dream. He has certainly revealed his great love for you in a very loud statement named Jesus. God wants to talk to you. He really does.
Said that I'm okay, 'cause right now I'm lost and lost count of the broken prayers I've prayed. And it's true that some days it'd be easier to doubt, but your word has never let me down. So I believe you. I know your plans are